Drive Time on RT Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. When it comes to pensions, performance counts. Speak to a financial broker about a Zurich pension.
While traditional retailers will be monitoring store traffic and sales on Black Friday, online retailers have set their sights on today, Cyber Monday, which will see more than a third of Irish consumers hunt for bargains and spend over €300 on average. However, as people flock for pre-Christmas deals, online shoppers have been urged to be aware of the many traps laid by scammers. And with some advice on this issue, we're joined now by Gráinne Griffin, Director of Communications with the Competition and Consumer Protection Commission. And Gráinne, thank you very much for coming in to us this evening. We heard a little earlier on from the Banking and Payments Federation that as many as one in five regular online shoppers, so people who do this all the time and know what they're doing, you'd expect one in five of them have lost money in scams in the last year.
Absolutely. And I think it's one of those findings that's really consistent with what we've actually found in the past. Like, there isn't a household in the country that has managed to escape, I think, the various frauds that have been circulating over recent years. And look, the thing is, it can happen to any of us, because what it is they really try and exploit just a moment of weakness. You know, you're under pressure. There's all these different tactics like countdown clocks or, you know, X number of items left, all these kind of pressures that come on you just to put you to make you click in a way that you mightn't if you had a bit more time to consider it. So we'd really be saying to people, you need to be very, very careful. We're straight into shopping season now. From now until Christmas, people are going to spend a lot of money, and you do need to be careful to make sure you're going to get what you're paying for.
I have to say, when I heard that earlier, because I do all my shopping really online, and I wondered, I must be one of those one in five given how much shopping I do online. Do you always know when you've been scammed? Like, could you buy something and that money is gone, but you know, it's the only way that you know is that it doesn't arrive? Or is it like, how do you know when you've been scammed?
Well, I think there's a couple of different ways it can happen. So first of all, you have what you might just be these kind of cloned websites where, you know, you're looking at big brands offering amazing discounts. It could be like Birkenstocks, Doc Martens, something you know really well, and you probably have a sense of the price of it, and they're there at these amazing prices, do you know? And what's actually happened is the website has been cloned, you've followed through a click, you know, you've clicked through from social media or something, and you've actually just been scammed. And you may actually see very soon after making that purchase, like other charges coming in your card and things like that.
So that's an obvious one.
Potentially, if you cop it. I mean, we did even see like for the likes of Dun Stores. I mean, there was a cloned site going around last year. So they can be very good. They can be very sophisticated.
And how do you know if it's legit?
Well, some people just found out when the charges came in on their card. So what we would always say, it's actually that it's the path you take to get to the website. So you'll always end up on it from having clicked through from like social media or a Google ad or something popping up. So if you're about to make a purchase, you have to just stop and go, how did I end up on this website?
You could do that in a legitimate way, or you could be on a fake process as well. So are there any kind of trademarks, or there's a padlock icon, isn't there, to show you?
There is a padlock, but you will also see that sometimes on some of the sites that aren't fake. So it is a guide, but really the only way to do it is, even if you've clicked through and it is legitimate, stop, close it down, go back into your browser and go into the main site, and at least then you know you got there yourself. The deals will still be there, they won't disappear. You know, go back in and make the purchase.
There's a very small likelihood that I'm going to be scammed because I'm so tight with money that I barely buy anything online.
It's the people that think they're safe that always get scammed.
Ah,
you know,
damn you,
that one time that you splash out €20.
And they do, they go after people who they know are under pressure financially as well, because everyone's trying to get their money to go further. So people are looking for a deal, and often they'll come in, and it can be often even that, you know, some of the stuff that you're buying, it's put forward as maybe this brand you've never heard of. It can even be maybe potentially being put forward as Irish. Actually, you see this thing sometimes where like they'll have county names in the titles, or like Irish surnames, to kind of make them sound more authentic.
I'm all in.
You know, the way you were saying that you might see other charges come in your account, and that's one of the ways that you would know. One of the things I've heard of happening is that you might have a very small, it might be €1.50 or something really small that you just might not notice, and then it goes on for a long period of time, and by the time you've noticed, actually quite a lot of money has been taken out of your account. Is that a common occurrence?
Yeah, you can see that. You can see your account being tested and really small charges coming in. And I suppose the thing is, as soon as you realise, as soon as you even get a hint of a suspicion that you've been scammed, your first step has always got to be to protect your accounts.
Yeah.
You know, and there are ways that you can, there are steps you can take in advance, like using disposable cards, you know, maybe using PayPal, different things, and instead of just giving filling out your main debit card number. But as soon as you've any suspicion that you've been scammed, it's straight onto your financial service provider and it's closing down that account and getting your card frozen.
Can you get the money back?
So what happens is that if you buy through a card or maybe through PayPal, there are these various processes called chargeback. And sometimes you can get some of your money back. But a lot of the time you also can't. Like, this money tends to leave the jurisdiction. These scammers are not based in Europe. Mm. And the guards spend a lot of time and a lot of resources in chasing them down. But ultimately, you need to act very quickly. There's a chance you could get it back. But we hear from an awful lot of very disappointed consumers who are out of a lot of money.
So I know some of the tips here are to always go to the website, don't follow a link. Are there any other tips that people should, you know, follow religiously here?
I suppose the main thing, yeah. So don't go to the website directly. Don't follow a link. Don't do your shopping on public Wi-Fi. So while we might all love having a browse on the bus on the way home, it's not the time to buy. Make your purchases on when you're actually security on your Wi-Fi
What's
at home.
The problem with public Wi-Fi?
They're less secure. They're less secure and you're advised not to make payments when you're using a public Wi-Fi in case others are also
on it. You could actually slip into public Wi-Fi. If you've been on it before, do you not just pick it up automatically if
you've saved
that?
It in your phone? I mean, you do really have to be very cautious.
My God. They could clean me for all the 10 euros that I have.
And you've got your phone. So one time that he did shopping, sorry, you go on.
But yeah. I suppose the other thing is really, if it's too good to be true, it usually is. And I mean, I know that's a bit of a cliche, but that is how they try and get you. They will come in with some amazing discount. They'll try and put you under pressure. There's only a couple of items left. There's a big countdown clock going up in the corner. And it's those moments really where we can sometimes click and then later regret it.
Okay. And just finally then, on that point, if it's too good to be true, aside altogether from scams, like legitimate scams, can you trust the discounts that you're seeing on the legitimate websites? Are they real discounts? Or what's the legal requirement if they say 50% off? Does it definitely have to be 50% off? And since when?
Well, thankfully now there's a legal framework in place since the end of 2022, which means that businesses have to describe their prices honestly and transparently.
Okay.
And you can't inflate the prices the week before and then just mark them down. And we have a first wave of prosecutions against retailers coming before the courts in January who have been found by the CCPC to have evidence of breaching price display laws.
All right, that is so helpful and useful. And thank you so much for coming in to talk to us this afternoon. That's Gráinne Griffin, Director of Communication with the Competition and Consumer Protection Commission. If you have your own thoughts on this, you can text us to 51551.